What if I just did like this? Well, like, yo, welcome to the Cloud Native Show. Welcome to the Cloud Native Show. Cloud native applications often run on multiple VMs or containers in many regions using multiple external services. One key recommendation is to separate our configuration and settings from our code. Let's go find Lisa and hear how Azure App Configuration helps manage configuration with our cloud native apps. Lisa, how's it going?
Hey, Shane. Good.
I want to talk to you a little bit about Azure App Configuration and what problems it might solve for cloud native applications.
Yeah, it's a great service for cloud native applications that have distributed microservices, but you want to store all the configuration centrally in one place.
Great. I've got a conference room, so why don't we grab our stuff and go talk about that a little bit?
Sounds good.
Great. Right. So what is Azure App Configuration? Kind of what problems are we trying to solve with this?
Yeah, so the big problem that we're trying to solve is with cloud native applications, a lot of times you get a lot of microservices going on. You might have a mix of different programming languages, different platforms, different frameworks, and so on. But they all need configuration, mm-hmm. and they need to work together as part of a larger application.
Right.
So having all that configuration in one place becomes really, really important when you have these distributed applications. And at the heart of it, that's what Azure App Config is trying to solve.
Right. So typically, I think that we're used to deploying our configuration with each service or each microservice or each application. And I think as a .NET Core application developer, I have many options, right? There we've done a lot of work in that ecosystem already to have things like a JSON file or maybe even an XML file or any file. So we've done a ton of work to make that easy for us. But maybe there might be some settings I want to share across all of my microservices. So you're saying that there might be a way for us to kind of extract that. That's a best practice now with cloud native apps in Azure App Configuration. Solves that problem for us.
Exactly. Right. It's a service that allows you to store that same configuration that, yes, maybe you're storing in files today, or for example, if you're using Azure App Service, you might be using the settings for Azure App Service or environment variables. There's a variety of different ways that people are storing configuration today.
Mm-hmm.
But what Azure App Config really allows you to do is pull that configuration out of the individual services and have it in one central store where you can see it, you can edit it and update it, and have that shared by everything.
So if this is just a service, I'm assuming this would be something like maybe just like SQL Server or where I just got a connection string that I connect to this particular service in order to gain access to those capabilities then, right?
Yeah, we have two different ways to connect. So yes, there is a connection string that you can use that you can see if you're looking on the Azure portal or through the Azure CLI that you mm-hmm. can get that connection string for your configuration store.
Okay.
We also, if you're running in Azure, we can leverage Azure Managed Identities.
Okay.
In which case you don't have a secret or anything that you need to keep track of in your code. You just specify the endpoint of your configuration store and okay. Managed Identity takes care of all the authentication pieces.
That's really interesting. So it sounds like this is a new service. I'm very familiar with Azure App Service, right? It's a web host, and there's capabilities in there where I can set kind of key value pairs in my Azure App Service there. How does that compare to what we're offering with this particular service?
There's a lot that it offers over and above what App Service offers.
Okay.
First, I should say that we do have the ability to export and import between Azure App Service settings and Azure App Config Service.
Okay.
So, for example, if you have an application where you're already utilizing the settings in App Service, you can import all of those values right into App Config
okay.
and get started really, really easily there.
Great.
And then it's just a matter of making sure that you're referencing those configuration settings appropriately in your code, specifying the correct configuration store, and so on. Mm-hmm. We do have the a provider for .NET, which makes it, or we use the regular configuration provider functionality of .NET.
Okay.
So if you're migrating from another way of doing configuration, a lot of times it's just a few code changes to mm-hmm. say, hey, go pull the configuration from app.config rather than from app settings or from wherever you were getting it before.
So you probably have a middleware piece then.
Exactly.
Okay.
We have a middleware piece for .NET, and then for Java, we have a provider as well. You can also use, we have SDKs for Azure, and those, we currently support .NET and Java. We're working on TypeScript and Python as well.
Great.
So, and there's also a REST API that you can access directly from anything that can do HTTP. So there's lots of different options as far as getting from whatever you're doing today for configuration into app.config service.
Oh.
And so I should mention as well, I said that we can import settings directly from app service, but also from JSON files and so on. So there's lots of ways. We're trying to make it very easy to get started or to move from however you're doing configuration today into app.config service.
So my core language is .NET Core right now. So if it's just a piece of middleware, it's going to be very familiar to me.
Yes.
In order to do that. So
yeah, there's no new concepts here. It's if you've been working in .NET Core, for example, mm-hmm. we really hook into those systems that you're already using and familiar with, and just adding some extra functionality that you get from using our service.
Perfect. So I'm guessing you had a little demo.
I do.
Let's jump into that. See what you have to show here.
Great. Yeah, so here I've got a pretty simple ASP.NET Core web application. And what I've the handful of changes that I needed to make here in order to read from app configuration. Here in the configure method, I've got the call to use Azure app configuration. And then in the program.cs file, I've got in here connecting to app configuration. Here I'm using the connection string, which I've stored as a secret in .NET Core, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
But as I said, I could also configure this to use Azure Managed Identity, in which case you would just see the HTTP endpoint of my config store here.
Okay.
And then I've set up these settings to refresh, because cloud native applications, you cannot restart restarting every single time you update a configuration item. There's really an expectation of great uptime, but also dynamic feature capabilities.
Sure.
So that's what all of this sets up, is that I don't have to restart my web application in order to read the updated configuration. It can do that on the fly. So what I've got here is I've got a setting here that's called Sentinel, and that essentially whenever I update the configuration, I'm going to update that Sentinel value. And when that Sentinel changes, then everything is going to get refreshed. So let's scroll off a little bit here.
So let me ask a question about the Sentinel, because I'm assuming that I'm not just going to have one setting. In that refresh settings and making sure that anytime I change a setting, my app is going to refresh whatever it is. And that might be something maybe in a simple app, and I'm assuming it'd be something like maybe a background color, or it could be, am I operating in the US or the Europe or something like that. I obviously don't want my app to constantly be changing certain things based on a single setting change. I might want to change, I don't know, 15 settings.
Exactly.
And then have it refresh. Is that what the Sentinel thing is doing for me here?
That's exactly what it's doing. So it's just this one configuration value. I can update all the other configuration values as much as I want,
mm-hmm.
but it won't reflect in the actual application until I change that Sentinel value,
okay.
In which case the application will reread all of those settings all together and change them all together
so
we're not getting that mismatch of this setting has changed, but it's in a way that's not compatible with the current setting for that setting over there.
Okay.
And then the second line here is just setting up the cache expiration. I've set it up for 5 seconds. So we are smart. This doesn't mean that my application is going to be pinging the config service every 5 seconds. We are smart about, particularly for apps that are, you know, like if you're just testing, I mean, this is just a test application that I'm running here.
Mm-hmm.
It's sitting idle. It's actually running right now, but it's just sitting idle. What happens is when I actually hit that web application, it will see if it's time to reread those updated settings.
Okay.
And it will do that as often as every 5 seconds.
Okay.
The default is 30 seconds. And obviously, that can be configured to whatever you want. But this is trying to get that balance of, obviously, you want your dynamic configuration, or you don't want to be waiting hours or days or weeks to update your configuration. Okay. But we also don't want to be just constantly pinging the service and saying, has anything changed? Has anything changed?
Okay. Are there any limitations to the values that we're putting in app config at this point? Meaning right now, we could probably, I would think that we'd put, you know, strings and integers and things like that in there. Can I put complex values into the settings? I don't know, maybe like a full-on JSON set of values inside of a single one, or do I need to break those up? I mean, what are the limitations of what we're putting in there?
Yeah, I don't know the exact limit. Certainly, you wouldn't want to be putting War and Peace or something like that
sure.
into your application configuration settings. And you can also create multiple settings if you want, if that makes sense in your application.
Okay.
Perhaps there's things that you consolidated into a single JSON file before just for ease of use, but maybe you find that app config makes it easy enough to break that out into different settings.
Right. So I'm looking at kind of what you've got in here. It looks like we can kind of namespace our settings and,
yes.
and structure it properly. And I'm sure there's more information in our docs, which we'll
yes.
put in our notes.
Yep.
But yeah, so it looks like we can have some proper structure that we don't have to think about putting a whole file into a single value.
Yeah, and that would be a best practice. Yes, we recommend this sort of hierarchy that you see here, like my application name and then settings and the name of the setting. We can also use labels. There's the concept of labels in app config service, which allow you to have multiple values for the same setting. For example, if you have a certain setting that needs to be set to one thing in development, in a development environment, and a different thing in production, or maybe your application is deployed in multiple regions and you have one setting for North America and a different setting for Europe, all of that, labels allow you to do that. So you can have different values for the exact same configuration
setting.
Key, yes.
Okay.
And then you can specify when you're connecting to the configuration store which set of values you want to load into that particular running instance.
Cool. Well, let's see how this works.
All right, so I'm here in the Azure portal, and this is in my app configuration store. You can see the different settings here. And as I mentioned, you only saw that Sentinel value in my code. So my code is only looking at this particular value, but there's actually four other configuration values here. There's nothing super exciting here, just colors and font sizes and a message and so on. So that's what I was talking about with that Sentinel value, that I can update any of these and they will not actually take effect in my application until the Sentinel value changes.
So your app is only watching that last value here, and then we can apply any of the other changes.
Exactly. So I'll just go ahead and refresh here. And you can see this is my ASP.NET Core web application. And you can see the settings that are set up here. The background color is green, the font color is red, and so on. So this ASP.NET Core web application is reading all of those settings from app configuration and obviously implementing those in the application itself. So in addition to reading values, you can also write values. And I've got a little Azure function here, because you can absolutely use app configuration. Again, we're trying to be universal, and whatever types of applications you have, we want you to be able to access these configuration values from there. So Azure Functions is absolutely supported as well. And here, while this is loading up, I'll just show the code.
Okay.
So this code is actually using the Azure SDK to update these values.
All
so
right.
you can see here the four values that we were just looking at in the Azure portal. And all that my function does, it runs every minute, and it updates all of those settings to something random based on some hard-coded values that I've got in my code.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can see at the bottom here that we update that Sentinel value. So as it's going through, the function is going through and updating all of these values, it's not actually going to change, or that you won't see those changes reflected in the application until that Sentinel value is updated.
Interesting that you're using a function to do that, and now that we have got an Azure SDK, I could see implementing something like updating these settings or setting the values with something like an Azure DevOps pipeline.
Absolutely.
In this instance. So if I'm updating a lot of microservices or containers and I need to now update the values, like maybe a published date that I'm presenting on a microservice mm-hmm. or setting a version somewhere, then I can use that in my pipeline now too, which is really powerful.
Yeah, definitely. So there's a number of options if you need to do mm-hmm. something like that, or different ways that you can access the service. So this is the Azure SDK. We've seen the .NET provider within mm-hmm. the web application that I was
right.
showing. We also have, you can access and update and get and set and so on all these values from the Azure CLI. Mm-hmm. So we have full CLI support, and also directly from Azure DevOps pipelines.
Nice.
So we have the ability to push configuration into the service directly from your DevOps pipeline.
Cool. I've got a couple of friends that would really enjoy that.
Yeah, so let's go back to my application here, and I may just need to refresh a few times, because as I said, it's not pinging every 5 seconds.
Yeah, sure.
It's being very conservative about how often it goes out there, but I just refreshed twice. It updated that configuration, and now you can see that it's showing different colors.
Right, so now we've actually used some cloud native practices where we've taken our configuration out of our web app, and we're actually using another cloud native app to update a cloud native app, which is kind of interesting. And really great, because now we don't have to redeploy that app every time we're making those changes to our web application.
Exactly. That web app didn't restart at all behind the scenes. There's no sleight of hand here.
Yeah.
It was just still running and just updating that configuration dynamically.
Cool. Now, I know Azure App Configuration has been in preview for a bit. What are we looking at as far as getting this into kind of general availability and getting into the hands of people who want to use this in their everyday apps?
Absolutely, yeah. So we're looking to GA towards the end of 2019.
Okay.
And the pricing it's been free. It's completely free in public preview.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll still have a free SKU even after GA. So
awesome.
If you're not completely sold on it from all of this, or you want to give it a try in your own applications, you can absolutely do that with some very generous free allowances to see how it works for you. Then we're really trying to make it cost effective even in the paid SKU as well.
You had mentioned that we have the REST API, we've obviously got the SDK. What other native language SDKs have we got for support of this? I know you said REST, and we've got the Azure SDK with support to the CLI. What are some of the other languages that we're working on?
Yeah, the other big thing that we have are providers for .NET and Java that mm-hmm. really integrate, for example, with .NET integrating in with the general configuration provider concept in .NET Core
mm-hmm.
and making it really easy to access configuration from the app config service from .NET Core.
Okay. Are we working on like node providers or things like that as well?
Yeah, we're looking at mostly for SDK support for Node and for Python.
Okay.
But always, this is a new service, and
okay.
so we're certainly looking at, are there native providers that we need to create for some of those other languages?
Awesome support with all the languages. I look forward to kind of what the pressures are from our other communities and kind of what they're asking for.
Absolutely.
So thinking about all the changes that you're making, you just made a few changes, like we went from green to yellow and red. What if somebody made a change and I go, hey, wait a minute, Lisa, this is not supposed to be yellow, we wanted it to be blue, who made that change? Typically, I would go back and look at my source code and maybe my source repository. But these settings might not be in my repository.
Yep,
so
that's right.
Is there a way for me to look at history? Is there a history capabilities here?
Yeah, there is. So I can come into any one of my configuration values, and I'll just refresh here so that we've got the very latest, because of
mm-hmm.
course my little function is still back there,
okay.
updating away. And if I come in to this value, then I've got the option here for history.
Mm-hmm.
And I can come in, I can see a full list of all of the different values that this particular key has had.
Oh, cool. So we've got a list of all of the settings and times.
Exactly. So you can see my function, of course, has been sitting here running every minute. And
mm-hmm.
so that's where you see those timestamps of every minute. And I can come in here and see right now it's yellow, but it was previously yellow. Let's see if we can
yellow.
Go back. I know that at this time it was orange. There
oh,
we go. So
right.
you can
so if
see
we had been hitting refresh constantly, then we
exactly.
might have gotten some different values on our Hello World app there.
Yep. And we can even compare different settings, so we can see compare between different timestamps to see, for example, if you, I'm sure that this has never happened to you, but you had an application, it worked yesterday.
Yeah.
Well, you can go back and see what those configuration values were yesterday.
Okay.
And then compare them to what they are today and maybe figure out why, what particular configuration value changed or why that problem appeared.
Cool.
So you can see here, we can look at, compare two specific times and look at the configuration there. And there's also the option to restore configuration. So if you say, actually, I really liked those settings yesterday, let's jump back to those, then that's really easy to do as well.
All right, Lisa, I really appreciate taking the time to show us Azure App Configuration.
No problem.
It was very valuable, and I'm going to jump into the portal and start setting this up so I can implement it in all of my container apps.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. Thanks.
Great.
This has been another episode of the Cloud Native Show. Be sure to check out future episodes at aka.ms/cloudnativeshow. Thanks. Thanks for watching the Cloud Native Show. Be sure to subscribe, watch for a future episode, and especially our streaming shows on Twitch, where we build apps based on the conversations had right here. We'll see you next time.